Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Ryan Christensen. Batting third. The first baseman, Jason Giambi. Batting fourth. The DH, Matt Stairs. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Grieve. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Scott Spezio. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Blowers. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Miguel Tejada. Batting ninth. The catcher, AJ Hinch. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Oquist. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The DH, David Justice. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Brian Giles. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Richie Sexson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The second baseman, David Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bartolo Colon. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Giles. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Ryan Christensen is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Christensen bunts towards the mound. Colon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Henderson moves to third. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Giambi hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Stairs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. Henderson scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Grieve hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Grieve reaches second base with a double. Stairs moves to third. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio hits a line drive into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Grieve. Lofton reaches second base with a double. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel bunts towards the mound. Oquist fields it and throws to first for the out. Lofton moves to third. One out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Justice hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lofton scores. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Justice moves to second. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Fryman strikes out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Giles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Blowers is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Blowers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Tejada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Blowers moves to second. AJ Hinch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinch bunts towards the mound. Colon fields it and throws to first for the out. Blowers moves to third. Tejada moves to second. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. Blowers scores. Tejada moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Ryan Christensen is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Christensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Christensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Richie Sexton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sexton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Greve. Sexton reaches second base with a double. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Alomar bunts between the mound and first base. Oquist scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alomar for the out. Sexton moves to third. One out. David Bell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lofton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Greve. Lofton reaches second base with a double. Sexton scores. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Vizquel is 0-for-0 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Oquist fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Giambi batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Giambi is 0-for-1 in the game. Giambi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matt Stairs batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Stairs is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stairs takes first base on ball 4. Giambi moves to second. Ben Greve is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Greve is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Greve hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Giambi moves to third. Two outs. Scott Spezio batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Spezio is 0-for-1 in the game. Spezio hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fryman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Justice strikes out. One out. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Fryman is 0-for-1 in the game. Fryman takes first base on ball 4. Brian Giles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Giles is 0-for-1 in the game. Giles hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Richie Sexson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sexson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sexson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Blowers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Blowers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blowers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sexson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tejada is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tejada hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. AJ Hinch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hinch is 0-for-0 in the game. Hinch strikes out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Tejada moves to second. Ryan Christensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Christensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Christensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0-for-0 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Greve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton hits a pop-up towards short. Tejada settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Vizquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Justice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Justice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Vizquel moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spezio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Giambi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Giambi hits a line drive beyond second. Bell can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stairs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stairs strikes out. One out. Ben Greve is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Greve is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Greve hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Giambi moves to third. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Spezio is 0-for-2 in the game. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Vizquel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Giambi scores. 2 outs. It's 5-3, Indians. Mike Blowers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Blowers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blowers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fryman takes first base on ball 4. Mike Moeller now pitching. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Giles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Giles strikes out. 1 out. Richie Sexson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sexson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sexson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blowers fields it and throws to first for the out. Fryman moves to second. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spezio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Miguel Tejada batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tejada is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Tejada hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Tejada reaches second base with a double. AJ Hinch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinch is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinch bunts towards first. Sexson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hinch for the out. Tejada moves to third. 1 out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Christensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Christensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tejada scores. There goes Henderson trying to get to third. Ramirez throws the ball into Fryman, who tags Henderson for the out. Christensen moves to second. 2 outs. It's 5-4, Indians. Jim Poole now pitching. Jason Giambi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Giambi is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Giambi takes first base on ball 4. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stairs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stairs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Christensen scores. Giambi moves to second. It's Athletics, 5, Indians, 5. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grieve is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Grieve strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. David Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spezio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton strikes out. 2 outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a pop-up towards short. Tejada settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Spezio hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Spezio reaches second base with a double. Mike Blowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Blowers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blowers bunts towards first. Sexton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blowers for the out. Spezio moves to third. One out. Miguel Tejada batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Tejada is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Tejada hits a line drive into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spezio tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Athletics. A.J. Hinch is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hinch is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hinch moves to second. Ryan Christensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Christensen is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Christensen hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. David Justice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justice is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Justice hits a fly ball into center field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Worrell now pitching. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ramirez strikes out. Two outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Fryman is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Fryman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Martin now pitching. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Giambi is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Giambi hits a line drive beyond short. Vizquel can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Stairs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Stairs strikes out. One out. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Grieve is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Grieve hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Giambi trying to get to third. Lofton throws the ball into Fryman, who tags Giambi for the out. Grieve moves to second. Two outs. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Spezio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bip Roberts now playing right field. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Giles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Giles hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Giles reaches second base with a double. Richie Sexton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Giles moves to third. Richie Sexton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Sexton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sexton strikes out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a pop-up beyond first. Giambi can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Giles scores. It's Athletics, 6, Indians, 6. David Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Groom now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Groom fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Reed now pitching. Mike Blowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blowers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blowers hits a line drive beyond short. Vizquel can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tejada is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tejada bunts towards the mound. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. AJ Hinch is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hinch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hinch hits a fly ball into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Henderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blowers moves to third. Ryan Christensen is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Christensen is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Christensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Gil Heredia now pitching. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Giambi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vizquel for the out. One out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Justice is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Justice takes first base on ball 4. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Fryman is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Fryman hits a fly ball into center field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Giambi is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Giambi takes first base on ball 4. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stairs is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Stairs takes first base on ball 4. Giambi moves to second. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts bunts towards the mound. Reed fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Giambi moves to third. Stairs moves to second. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Spezio is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Spezio hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fryman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Blowers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blowers is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Blowers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Giles. Blowers reaches second base with a double. Giambi scores. Stairs scores. Roberts moves to third. It's 8-6, Athletics. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Tejada is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Tejada hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Roberts scores. Blowers moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 9-6, Athletics. AJ Hinch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hinch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hinch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to home to get Blowers. Tejada moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tejada scores. Hinch moves to second. It's 10-6, Athletics. Ryan Christensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christensen is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Christensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hinch scores. Henderson moves to second. It's 11-6, Athletics. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giambi is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and 2 walks. Giambi hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 14-6, Athletics. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stairs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Stairs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 14, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Giles is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Giles hits a fly ball into center field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Richie Sexton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sexton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Sexton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Christensen. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Sexton moves to third. Enrique Wilson pinch runs for Sandy Alomar. David Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive towards third. Blowers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lofton is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 14, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.